Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I agree with Alan McDougall. It is so good that we have so many books, so many classes, so many different ways of grabbing hold of information that other people have gleaned and made available to us as we pursue our own business success and life success. But isn't it great that also, if we're willing to hear, God can speak to our own intuition and give us some information directly that can also benefit us? I appreciate you for sharing that with us, because it really does make sense that if God can help other people grasp information that can be helpful to us, why can't he also give information directly to us that can also be helpful to us?
You're absolutely right, Carl, because just a very short side note, sometimes when I'm speaking at an AA group or for a group of, you know, two people or 25,000, there's always a speech you want to give, there's a speech to give, and there's and at the end when you do an inventory, you always say, now that's a speech I should have given. But but it's not all about you. It's not all about me. It's about the audience. And I've had people come up and say, damn, I didn't do a very good job in that. When people have come up with me and they're crying or they're saying, man, Alan, you were speaking to me. So who am I to take an inventory to judge? Just be open and let the words flow.
Mm. And let the words flow. So one of the things that you were sharing with me, too, and again, you know, honesty is something that is important to you. Openness is important to you. And, of course, I know that part of that means being open to yourself as well as opening up to other people. And you were sharing with me that there's something that you have done that has helped you when it comes to your recovery, but also when it comes to your business. And you mentioned that has to do with an inventory, a specific kind of inventory.
Right, Carl. Thanks for putting me back on track. If you look at a 12-step model, there's 12 steps, of course, and there's one of them is to, you know, to do a thorough and fearless moral inventory of yourself. And that statement there, Carl, kept me drunk for 4 years, just about got me killed. And I was so scared of doing that because I was so scared of who I thought I was. So I did that fearless and moral inventory of myself in rehab with a counselor. It took me about 3.5 hours. But she said, do you want sobriety or contented sobriety? So I took contented sobriety as my choice. So she said, you're going to have to continue to do these inventories. So I do them, and I go to retreats every year, and sometimes I'll do a 5-day silent retreat and do an inventory with a Jesuit priest. So I was sitting one day and saying, why can't I use that in my business plan? So it sounds like a lot of work, but it's not a lot of work, because what I do every night when I lay down my head on my pillow, the last 2 minutes, I do a 24-hour inventory of me. Because, you know, Carl, that's all we are guaranteed today is 24 hours. We're not guaranteed to be alive tomorrow. So I can go through the last 24 hours, the last 8 or 9 hours I slept. So that only leaves about a 16-hour inventory. So I break it down into three areas. Who have I harmed today? Who have I have to make amends to, if that's happened? And what have I done to help someone? That's my personal inventory. It takes about a minute and a half. My business inventory is, what is my intention for my book and my speaking? Am I being true to my intention? What have I done today to make that happen? And can I improve in any way to make it better? And that takes another minute and a half. So in 3 minutes, Carl, I've done a really good inventory. One personal, one business.
So you're holding yourself accountable in your own life generally, but also in business specifically.
Yes, absolutely, because I want my business to be an extension of me. And my business, as you know, is not to see through people, but to see people through.
I love it. And, you know, you mentioned that, Alan, and one of the things that comes shining through is that whether you're talking business, whether you're talking about your life in general, something that you have, we have not used this word, but it comes shining through. You really focus on ethics.
Yes. There's one thing about telling the truth, Carl, and I never used to when I was living a long time ago. There's one thing about telling the truth. You never have to remember what you said.
I love it. I love it. Alan, our time is about gone already. I promised the people that we would revisit this, and it is certainly worth revisiting. Will you please tell them again the title of this outstanding book and how they can get it, and any other contact information for you?
Absolutely. They can reach me at www.ampublicspeaking.com. My website is just being redone, so I'm happy about that. They can also call me on my cell phone, which I'm always open to, and I receive a lot of calls, 724, area code 724-496-0460. That's 724-496-0460. Visit my website, drop me a line. There's a link on my website. You join up, you say hi to me. I'll send you a complimentary CD and a nice little letter, and that way we can develop relationships. Absolutely no charge.
It has been awesome again. You have really, really empowered us this hour, an hour of empowerment. And in closing, Alan, will you share with us your saying, your motto, one more time?
This is my tagline. It is never my intention to see through people, but to see people through. That's my tagline.
That's your tagline.
My mantra to keep me motivated is, I firmly believe this now, if someone doesn't read my book today, someone could die.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's be busy. Alan, thank you so much. You have been wonderful.
The pleasure's all mine. Thanks, Carl.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. Another hour of power. Valerie Parker on the way up. 2 o'clock hour. I'll be right back.
Listening to WTHB 1550 AM Augusta, a Perry Broadcasting Station.